Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 9th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today. In the middle of July. So it's been a cool, I mean, I'm not complaining. It could be like 100 real easy, but this has been a cool summer so far. That being said, let's see what we're going to look into here. Maybe we'll just do a little talking when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I was listening to the Micro Effect this morning, you know, the intelligence report, and I listened to the Dan Hassel, the connecting the dots thereafter, you know, but to see the difference, you know, because Mark, you know, he talks about what a rotten son of a bitch Trump is and all these terrible things. In the very next program, they're praising him, and they're just, you know, the business people, you know, in the industry in this country. And it was a very interesting show today. So they had two constitutional experts. One guy had written 5 books, I think, and the other guy had written 3 or 4 books. And man, did they know him. Man, did they cover some material. They covered pretty much what happened without why. I mean, as far as the internationals, international communism being used to put in a world socialist, one world government. And, it got interesting when they got to talking to, you know, the, one fellow, he got to talking about, the Federal Reserve this $22 trillion debt. And we're on the hook for that, says Dan Hassel. Oh, no, we're not, because that's a fraud. Because that's a fraud, because why? Because the Congress had no authority to give up its duty to coin debt-free currency for us to operate with. And that way, you know, but it's either, it's mixing truth along with the bullshit. Because I'll tell you, through the whole thing, through both of them, the one thing that was not... Go ahead.
You know, in 9/11, the day before 9/11 on my birthday, Rumsfeld came up on TV and said there was $21 trillion missing. Then they come back 18 years later and claim it's a national debt.
They'll tell you right now there's $22 trillion missing. That is the national debt. So that's stolen money because it cannot be accounted for. And that money isn't owed to the Federal Reserve. That money is owed to the people of the United States nationals, because that's who they borrowed it from. See, what people don't realize is that, man, when we let that federal government, when we said there could be a federal government, it was under contract to work for us. They were our fucking servants. And we paid them a salary for working for us. They were separate from us. And when they went bankrupt in 1933, it was that corporation that went bankrupt, not the people of the United States. But they'd already put in the 14th Amendment, that unlawful treason. It just cannot be. It is a direct violation of the Ninth Article, which is the people's authority. And they cannot operate without the people's authority, remember? But the thing is, it also, if you go on to read that 14th Amendment, oh, we're responsible for the debt of this corporation. Fuck, do we are. It's all a fucking one huge fraud that has been played. They owe us $22 trillion fucking dollars is what it comes down to. The thieves that have taken it, they're giving it back. At any rate, I went on to listen to the second guy he came to, and boy, he'd worked in the Reagan cabinet. One guy had ran for fucking president under the, I think it was the Libertarian ticket and all this shit. And I mean, their books, and man, they sure explained the treachery. What they didn't talk about, though, was the fact that this has been, the Republic had been removed and replaced by a corporation. They talked about that this is not a democracy, this is a republic. No. But this is a fucking, what your life is being run under is a fucking international corporation with a charter in another fucking country. And the fucking controlling fucking interest belongs to fucking Israel through duplicity, through fucking murder, through fucking bribery, through fucking you name it. But I thought it was interesting. I mean, this is like they're trying to move closer to what we are because they know the fucking people aren't that stupid. You cannot hold together a fucking lie. When the truth starts penetrating, it starts tearing it apart. So we'll make it less of a lie and less of a lie. And then we received this email this morning. Hi, this came from a fellow named Eric Mitchell. I'm reaching out to see if you would be interested in selling From the Trenches worldreport.com. After some initial research into the traffic and content, your site seems like it might be a good fit within our current portfolio of sites. That said, I'd love to learn more before making an offer. And I mean, I From the Trenches is we barely fucking survive, people. There's no advertising. Yeah, and the only way we stay up is through the donations of the fucking people from the trenches. Now, why would you be interested in From the Trenches? Well, I mean, because of the content? Well, Laura's putting the little article up about it, just a little short thing about it and the answer. But I'd like you guys to know, man, I'm telling you, you're reaching people. You're reaching out there farther than you can fucking believe. It's like Mary, and she took on the project of the CDs we made about, explaining the Bill of Rights and the common law. And, I don't talk about everything. I mean, God almighty, the emails we get, you wouldn't believe them, people. But, we've got emails from people from Europe. We've got emails from people that have gotten the fucking CDs from other people. The fucking word is out there. And the thing is, the shift I've seen today on the micro effect, what they have been preached, it's still, this needs to be a theocracy. There need that separation of church and state. They don't like that fucking Bill of Rights. And one of them said was that, you got to understand, this is how this guy's talking. The people out there, they can't handle. We can't handle being complete liberty people. We need the people with the fucking, with the money and the fucking, credentials and the know-how to run our fucking country for it. We have to have them. And so those are the people that have to be a higher right is exactly what they were fucking saying. That's why that Bill of Rights, that first clause, it says there shall be separation of church and state. Man, that's just you got to get the good people. You got to get the good, honest evangelicals up there running our fucking country. Who now all you think's running it now? Who you think were the first to violate that fucking, the Bill of Rights? It was the churches with the 501c3. They joined with the goddamn government. But if you can get I don't know who has the archives for over there, if anybody does. But it'd be interesting to listen to it and listen to what they tried to sell this morning. It was a mind blower. And then to get this correspondence from this fellow who says he wants to buy From the Trenches. Well, my response is on the trenches. It's on the site. That being said, we're going to jump into record 60 million Hispanics in U.S., 52% of population growth. This is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Hispanic population surged another 1.2 million last year and now is at a record 59.9 million, according to newly released U.S. Census Bureau population estimates. And if you can just about triple that number. I told you, when I say there's 100 million them son of a bitches here, I believe it. Believe it in my soul. The percentage of Hispanics as part of the overall U.S. population also jumped to 18%. And that's a fucking lie, too. Those son of a bitches, I mean, every other person I see is one of them. So I say, I mean, I got to be, it's up around 40, 50% of the total fucking population is foreign to this country and came here fucking illegally. A Pew Research Center analysis of the new data also found that between 2008 and 2018, Latinos accounted for about half, 52% of all U.S. population growth over this period. This is not an invasion, people. This is not a recolonization. Look over there. Look at the Middle East. Oh, did you hear Kim Jong-un? Or whatever in the hell his name, ping pong ball over there in North Korea. He shot another missile up in the ocean. We got to talk about that. And we got this fucking, this pedophile. He's dominating the headlines. It's Epstein. You know, I can't remember who in the hell it was. It was on the Intel report, but some guy, that asshole from down in Texas comes up and he goes, you real close friends with the fucking Clintons. Real close buddies with the Clintons. Well, you know what else? He's real close friends with old Donald Trump, too. We talked about this yesterday. Because, I mean, this thing has come to a loggerhead, people. Think about it. They're pouring over the fucking border. The only reason that two-bit con man is sitting in the fucking Oval Office is because he said he'd get rid of every fucking one of them, including the Dreamers. And it's now, I'm here every day. I mean, just like we were talking yesterday, they're fucking lying. They're pouring over. It's an open border. You come one, come all. You will not be stopped. And if you aren't, pampered properly, well, we'll call it a concentration camp. The big recession of 2008 and everybody lost their jobs and then the unemployment ran out. That was going to be a $40 billion fucking another extension. And if the unemployment number was above 7.5, according to their legislated law that this corporation is supposed to be operating under, they had to keep giving the fucking, unemployment out. They just stopped. We just can't afford it, people. But now you're down there on that border, and I mean, them motherfuckers are coming like goddamn ants, and you know, like you see in the jungle. They're swarming the fucking border. They're coming here to take everything you've got. They've come in here to replace you. And the thing is, right there at the border, because you gotta play the game. So they have the detention centers and you gotta pretend like you're doing something, even though then when you come out with these numbers, look what I just read to you. That's reality. You're not doing shit. More are coming in under you, Trumpy, than came in under that communist Obama. And that is a goddamn living fact that you cannot deny. Maybe that's why the trenches needs to go. I mean, imagine having every day the fucking trenches coming up. You're trying to lay your fucking lies out once again, trying to con the fucking people into going out and giving their corporate straw man fucking endorsement to you. And we're here fucking shouting it to every direction. And the broadcast is picked up around the world because we get letters from people in fucking goddamn countries I can't even pronounce. But the bottom line is, it's become an irk in their ass. The truth is fucking killing them right now. And the truth ain't gonna let up. And what everybody needs to do is, I mean, like Mary, what she's done has been, it's fucking pretty fucking impressive, I say. When you get letters from people that got the videos from somebody else who fucking copied them and sent them to them and they're telling you, yeah, I represent 30,000 people. Just me. I represent 30,000 people and we're behind you. We're not behind you. We are with you is what the man said. So, I mean, don't think that we're doing all of this for nothing. We are fucking, we are the fucking mass majority in this goddamn country. And no, like the one prick was saying, that's where I was at, you know, they just can't handle fucking freedom. He talked about, well, they did an experiment. This is what the guy's saying, right? He said they put 49 people in a fucking room. And then they put the last guy was the 50th guy. He was actually the experiment, but he didn't know it. And they put 49 people in the fucking room, and then somebody stands up in front of them, asks them, and starts asking each one of them at one at a time, what does 2 + 2 equal? And they say 5, 5, 5, 5. All of them say 5. They get to this guy, and he says 5. He says, see? He goes, the people they need, they just go along. They want to be a part of a group. They don't want the responsibility of individual freedom and liberty. That's why when we go back and look at the history, that's why the people came out at Lexington and Concord. There wasn't no goddamn elites going there. That was the fucking people. That's why they came out there, because they wanted somebody else to run their fucking lives for them and run their fucking business for them, to steal from them, to be somebody's subject. They tried to hold that part of it together while they were trying. With the one guy, they were talking about population reduction, and he goes, "I'm going to tell your listeners out there to look up this thing called," I mean, he's real serious here, "the Georgia Guidestones." And he goes, "They're talking about it talks about removing 99% of the population, whatever number he threw out there." He goes, I'm risking my life telling you this, he says. Oh, really? But the thing is, see, they can't sell their shit to nobody. People are sick. People understand the difference between an individual and an industry. This country was not fucking founded by the people. See, the same time the people were declaring their fucking individual free sovereign rights, that's what it all started over. And then you had the aristocrats jumped in, well, we're going to declare a separate country, which is a separate fucking, it's a separate idea. And then, well, okay, we're going to declare a separate fucking country, but the people's rights are going to be the fucking primary fucking, this is going to be the primary fucking law. The people are going to control it. It's going to belong to the people, of, for, and by the people. Everything belongs to the people. We're going to let you operate under these conditions, and that's what the Bill of Rights is. And they've been trying to destroy it ever since, and they've talked about how they, you know, did this. I mean, but they did it without going, and they violated the Bill of Rights doing it. They violated Article 9. I mean, and they never mentioned the 14th Amendment, especially when they were talking about these fucking banks. I mean, this debt that we supposedly owe. We don't owe no goddamn debt. They owe the fucking debt to us. And we're not that stupid. And I'm not a 14th Amendment subject. That I don't need... God, that just... if I could have reached through the fucking speaker and grabbed that prick around the neck. Man, I'm talking about this and that tower's just starting to hum. This is good. But anyway, so, you know, and then at the end, you know, it was a couple hours of straight bullshit. Because the one guy had worked in the Reagan administration, talked about all this political shit back and forth without acknowledging that it's a corporation, dumbass. They replaced the republic. Forget about a democracy. It is a goddamn corporation, and you are corporate property. But you should be content to be corporate property, because they'll do your thinking for you. And all you got to do is just give them fucking 95% of the sweat from your fucking brow from your work to do it for you. No, the people don't want to be individual free sovereigns. They're afraid of it. This is what these pricks were saying. But the shift in their message was astounding. I listened to every word of it. But the way what they're trying to sell now, it ain't going to fucking sell. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's like this, plain and fucking simple. I'll make it as simple as I can, like I've always have, and we've done it thousands of times. It's the 14th Amendment versus the Bill of Rights. Am I a subject or am I a fucking free national? Which is it? We fought that war against that king, not to form a new country. That ain't why them people were standing out on the Lexington Green and at Concord Bridge. They weren't standing there to form a new country. They came out there to defend their fucking natural rights. Their rights not to be subjugated by anybody but themselves. Their rights to think freely. Their rights to act and do what they goddamn well please, as long as they're not infringing on another's rights. Well, why would anybody be afraid of that? Why? I mean, now they're trying to tell us we're afraid of freedom. And at the end, that's what really got me. Because that little mealy-mouthed motherfucker, I mean, he's talking and he goes, and the one guy said, we're going to have the cojones to stand up to this. And then that fucking Dan Hassel had that weak little punk bitch. Yeah, they got to have the cojones like us. Oh, you ain't got no fucking cojones, you piece of fucking punk shit. You're trying to sell some fucking garbage. You watch Trump. Did you study him well? Did you read his fucking book, The Art of the Deal? You think you're going to sell this shit to us? But the bottom line here is, people, they know the fucking numbers. And they know the fucking temper of the people. Be putting a fright into them. Because they're talking about, saving every... When they talk about saving the industry. This country wasn't created for industry. It was created for freedom and liberty. And there was a plenty for the people that own this country, the American nationals. You could have a plenty. You could have a real nice fucking life, enjoyable life. And unless, that was that greed thing. That's where the corporation came from. That's when they had to start using that fucking constitution that was supposed to be to protect us from the fucking scavengers and the fucking greedy pricks around the world. That's when they started using it still for themselves. Because, I mean, just having an easy life and owning everything, it all belonged to you. It was yours. Nobody could touch it. No government could touch it. Nobody could touch it. Only way it could ever be touched is through the common law courts, through the common law procedures for a common law cause by an individual. But they're trying desperately to try to, you can't put in just a little bit of the fucking truth. It won't work. You gotta go all the frickin' way. You've gotta tell the whole goddamn truth. Or else your little plan to manipulate and push things this way and get everything all straightened up, bullshit, shove it up your ass. We will burn this fucking country down to the fucking ground, every fucking inch of it, and start over. Without you. Admit to what you've done. And Cornkey on his program, he was talking about, you people that want to go out there and, that don't want to join up and you're just doing it yourself and everything. You got to do that. I mean, I heard it. I know. They fucking know. They know it's fucking so close you can touch it. And they know that they are pita and we are mooey. The fucking mass, but then to turn around, like they're trying to fucking put out, like we should join in with them and let them lead us to victory. Fuck you. You led us to the shithole we're living in today, you fucking Masonic piece of shit. You will, every one of you. What would be wrong for any American national for us to take the charter of our own fucking country and then go back and see who was bribed, who was paid, who got given big, huge tracts of fucking land just given to one person because of a few fucking criminals within the fucking government. It was done in the middle of the night, like the Federal Reserve Act, done in the middle of the night with just a handful, thousands and tens of thousands of acres handed over to sons of bitches, good old boy, Masonic dirty church cabal, motherfuckers. We're going to see what you did with our land. If you got what you got, honestly, you ain't got nothing to worry about. If you worked and you were against this shit, you did the best, but ain't going to be a whole lot of you. I don't see it. All the people I see that I fucking understand, that is the mass majority of this fucking country, and they do want to be individually free, you fucking arrogant little prick. You're not as smart as fucking a quarter. I mean, these guys try to act like they have some higher intelligence. Where'd you get that from? Oh, my daddy passed it down to me. Did he really? With the 500,000 acres that his fucking great-great-great-granddaddy did the dirty deal to get? That we, the people, never received our fucking payment for our property that you took from us without due process of the law? Is that the property? Is that what you're talking about? Is that where you get your cojones? You miserable piece of shit. But it is. I mean, it does show the shift. It shows that the people have said, nope, We're not going to play this fucking game of industrial fucking protection. If we go to fight, we're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for our progeny. We're fighting for our country. We're fighting for our individual liberty and our right to own allodial property. We are fighting for our fucking authority in this goddamn country, which is, there's nothing higher than the authority of the American national. There can only be equality in that power with another individual free sovereign national. That's all. You and your fiduciary fucking position are below me. You are my bitch. You are my servant. And you fucking know it. And then you manipulated it around, and man, because there was so much in this country. This country was so rich. You were stealing the whole fucking time. But the table scraps were, I mean, goddamn, the next country in line, the table scraps that they were kicking off at us to keep us fucking quiet and just keep us complicit was bigger than anything else anybody else got around the fucking world. But I'm sorry, you sons of bitches. It all belonged to us. And you fucking stole it. There was no due process of the law. You can't come up with the documents. And they will not talk about that fucking 14th Amendment. Because everything that happened after 1869 is 110% fraud, cannot be argued. Because it was all done under an illegitimate, unlawful fucking corporation, which is not a republic. And I love the guy he talked about. He knew the difference between a republic and a democracy. Really? Do you know the difference between a fucking republic and a corporation, you son of a bitch? I'm sure you do. I bet you're incorporated. I bet you got INC behind your fucking name somewhere, don't you? That's what it is. The people have been successful across this country and own a whole lot of shit. They done it because they cooperated. That's why they don't want rid of that 14th Amendment. Because that's the fucking illegal, unlawful, fucking treasonous document is the standard. See, like I say, every contract, every commercial contract, if it's a private contract between you and I, it's in the common law. It's none of the government's fucking business. But every corporate fucking contract, I don't give a shit, and every treaty is dependent upon the Constitution for authority to operate. And if you violated that, if you removed that Constitution, if you violated Article 9, your fucking paper, your fucking contracts, your fucking deeds aren't worth the fucking paper they're written on. Go to the fucking Vatican. We'll blow their fucking asses up too. We want our fucking charter back. We want our fucking rights back. We want our fucking property back. You worked. You worked as a contractor, as a part of the fucking government. You sucked the fucking tit. You took from me without due process of the law, and I'm calling you on it. I will call you out individually. I will take your ass into a court, and I will prove that you stole my fucking property, that you did it through an act of fucking treachery. And then I will see your ass swinging on one of the lampposts on Main Street. You better think it over again. You're not quite fucking there yet. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time. And that was A Shotgun, A Rifle, and a 35 by JB and the Moonshine Band. And we want to wish Katie a happy birthday today, everybody. We love you, Katie. All right, that being said, you know, I think that's the part that burned me the fucking most. You know, these average people, you don't even fucking know us, buddy. You're the same son of a bitch. I mean, he talked about people watching Fox News and thinking that, and called it mainstream. I mean, it was way, way, way. I mean, it was a turn. It was a hard left. I mean, or a hard right or whatever in the fuck it was. But I'm talking, you know, about, all these different programs, you know, and they just follow that and they just get, that's why we're so stupid, you see. But what they won't mention is those people only have 9% fucking approval. All you're talking about here is fucking 18 to 23 fucking percent of the fucking population. And that asshole walking around with his pants hanging down around his legs, maybe he can't handle his freedom. But I promise you, there's enough fucking of us loaded for fucking bear who and absolutely not only can we handle our fucking rights, we are fucking demanding them, and we will have them, or we'll destroy every fucking one of you. Back to this one, record 60 million Hispanics. Every region in the U.S. saw growth. They're putting them all, this is what we were talking about the other day, trying to act like it was just little here, and then down in Texas and stuff. No, all across the fucking nation, this is the fucking invasion into the interior of the United States that could have been accomplished no other way than through the duplicity of that 150-mile fucking new United Nations zone down on our southern border that is pumping the fucking enemy into our country without a fucking shot being fired. And there were areas of historic growth not typically associated with Latinos, including North Dakota, said Pew. The states with the fastest Hispanic population growth tend to have relatively small Hispanic populations and are not in the South. North Dakota's Hispanic population grew by 135% between 2008 and 2018, from 12,600 to 29,500, the fastest growth rate of any state. However, the state ranked 49th among the 50 states and the District of Columbia in its overall Hispanic population in 2018. Hispanic populations in South Dakota, 75%, the District of Columbia, 57%, Montana, 55%, and New Hampshire, 50%, also experienced rapid growth during this period, though all have relatively small Hispanic populations. Well, they have small populations, period. This is what I'm talking about. It'd be right. You're going to get to fight them right in your fucking yard. That's what the whole idea here is. If the people are awake and you're fighting for your fucking freedom and liberty, you're fighting for your home and hearth, you're on your fucking land, you're in your barrio. We will fucking destroy these son of a bitches, and we will destroy the son of a bitches that send them. Then we'll go after the international son of a bitches, and we will fucking destroy them, and they will return our wealth to us. Pence, we can't allow memory of Holocaust to be cheapened to advance left-wing political narrative. You talk about fucking horse shit. This is how bad it's getting, and this is the shit that comes out of the think tanks. That's why, you know, it's piss poor. It's pathetic. But that's what needs to be shown. This is the best they fucking got, guys, and we're supposed to be trembling from these son of a bitches? Really? Speaking at the Christian United for Israel event Monday in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence blasted Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida, 15 fucking names. Yeah, that's American as it comes. Tlaib for comparing U.S. migrant detention centers to concentration camps. This is so fuck. My dad would sit here and he'd just shake his goddamn head. He'd go, this is fucking goofy. His generation would not have put up with this shit. But it has been that thin edge, that thick wedge when, you know, they started in the 60s infiltrating the fucking schools. And then, you know, then we got into the 70s where you had the bumper stickers. I'm spending my children's inheritance, credit cards, free money, just every fucking where. Just get, be a part of it, man. Just get in there and be a part of it. That's all you got to do. But now the chickens are coming home to roost, and fucking people, the people who had nothing to do with it, are feeling the fucking consequences, and we're just a little bit pissed. But I mean, this is what they're going to throw at you today. This is what's supposed to fucking, I mean, I look around me, I look in this fucking room, and I look in my house, and I think about my life, and how this changes any fucking thing, except for the fact that the fucker invaders are there, and they're kaporing across. And what this is all about is they want more money. They're pissed at Congress for not putting billions or more dollars down there to give these guys, to buy toys and put them up in nice hotels and buy the plane tickets and everything. It's clogging up the system. Because then you got fucking Trump, he's going to run for president, the guy who was going to get rid of every one of them. He's having to explain why he's breaking records every fucking week. So it's just, you know, it isn't that they're against it. He's against it at all. He loves slave labor. He's an international fucking real estate mogul, contractor. It's just that they got the illusion is fucking just falling apart. I mean, it's laughable anymore. To compare the humane work, listen to this, this is Pence. To compare the humane work of the dedicated men and women of Customs and Border Protection, the diaper changers, the limo drivers, the guys that hand out the checks so they can get into the interior of the United States and come to your fucking little hometown and hack up your children with the honors, with the horrors of the Holocaust is an outrage. The Nazis took lives. American law enforcement saved lives every day, Pence said. Well, that's all been figured out too, isn't it? Everybody understands that you are a corporation and that you're running a Blackwater operation and calling it a fucking police force. You put a standing corporate fucking army on our soil that is oppressing and killing our fucking people. We understand it quite well, you son of a bitch. And fuck this whole hollow hoax shit anyway. You know, we heard a thing the other day about the encyclopedias containing the hollow hoax. We have an old set of encyclopedias. They were Laura's when she was a kid. Our kids grew up, you know, using those encyclopedias. So we went back to, I think it was 1964. No hollow hoax in there. Not a word about it. You look the word up in the old dictionary and it talks about fire and all this stuff of what it's a terrible thing. But there was nothing about no hollow hoax in the fucking, in those encyclopedias. They fucking, this is a goddamn psychop, man. It has been for, 1960s, about 70 years. I mean, or about, 50, 60 years? About 50 or 60 years of bullshit? And now, man, oh my God, now you're comparing it. I mean, this whole Jew ass-sucking thing. Who do you represent, Pence? Do you represent the United States of these Americas? No, you don't. You're a corporate fucking dog shit eater. And you fucking represent your fucking masters over in fucking Israel. We're gonna deal with those pricks too. Vice President Mike Pence, we must teach our children and our children's children. And everybody, I mean, 1,000 years from now, there won't be no goddamn, there won't be none of us 1,000 years from now. We keep this fucking shit up. My children were taught about them fucking with a hollow hoax. And their children will be taught about the hollow hoax. We're part of that bunch that them pricks this morning just don't, I mean, they don't watch nothing but TV either. They think that they fucking what them communists, well, their brother communists, throw up on that screen, you know, these fucking worthless Antifa pieces of shit and people walking around with their pants hanging down. They think that's fucking America. Well, I think they're finding out now, well, actually, that's not America. America's that shotgun, that rifle, and that .45 and a pissed off population that's tired of being fucked by a bunch of fucking international corporate pricks, I think is what's being found out here. And my children's children's children will be taught what a lying bunch of fucking... no, it won't. Because Israel is not going to continue this way. This is not going to fucking continue. We must teach our children and our children's children the truth of what happened. Yes, we must. We must preserve the memory of those lost for future generations. That'd be our own people. Fucking put in the meat grinders of the Middle East to get more fucking resources for them fucking Zionist pricks over in Israel. And in the same spirit, we must never allow the memory of those lost in the hollow hoax to be cheapened as a cliche to advance some left-wing political narrative. Even if there weren't 6 million fucking Jews in the game, I think it said there was like 650,000 in all of Europe. They've come out and they printed mainstream fucking articles. People went and researched it. This is the Red Cross talking. They weren't there. But you won't talk about those 60 million fucking people that the fucking Russians killed in the gulags that were run by rabbis, will you? Oh, we don't talk about that. But hell, they were Russians. They were all Jews any fucking how. Applause, it says. But sadly, in recent weeks, that's exactly what some Democrats have done. Oh, those Democrats and those Republicans. Gosh, how they hate each other. Gosh, how they despise each other. Gosh, how the one's against the other. No, you're never going to let that other one succeed. It'll never happen. We'll fight them to the end, to the death. Oh, you want something for Israel? Brothers and sisters, gather. Oh, let's hug. Group hug. Yes, we're all for it. How stupid do you think the fucking people in this country are? You think, just even using the words anymore sounds ridiculous. Democrats and Republicans, bullshit. You're all a bunch of fucking international socialist traitors, and you fucking know it. Have done in the national debate. Last month, a leading Democrat in Congress actually compared our U.S. Customs and Border Protection detention facilities to concentration camps. I was thinking about it. I watched them when, they're doing this whole thing. It's concentration. They show these fucking, they have to show those goddamn emergency fucking blankets, you like throw in your pack in case you get caught out to hold the heat in your body. And they're showing them and just, they're in there. Even if your holla hoax was true, were there people fleeing to Germany to be a part of it? Were there people paying $8,000 to get to Germany to be a part of it? Were there? I don't think it fucking adds up, buddy. Concentration camps. Her allies in Congress, the left. Oh, that left-right thing, too. There is no left. There is no right. There is no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. There is just law or there is not. And by God, across this fucking world right now, there is fucking not. And in the media, shamefully, came to her defense. Oh, my gosh. We should shun these people. I'll tell you who we should be shunning. I read an article the other day. I didn't know if I got it up on the air or not. About fucking Cuomo going over there and making business ties with fucking Israel. This is how they're going to get around BDS, they think. So I say that fucking everybody out there, boycott anything that comes out of fucking New York. Don't buy it. Because it's a Jew front so that they can bring their shit in without facing the boycott. And I mean, it's plain and simple. Just look it up and read it and you'll know what I'm talking about and you know it's the truth. Boycott everything coming out of New York because they've fucking got in bed because they're run by the fucking Jews. They even have a police department over there, don't you know? As recently as yesterday morning, one of the allies in Congress was asked if they agreed with comparing the noble and compassionate work done. I love these fuckers. No, you son of a bitches aren't doing nothing but aiding an invasion. You're not going to be made heroes. I mean, this is coming out of the think tank. We got to try to make heroes out of these pricks that are aiding in this invasion. Why are we try to pretend like there's some kind of conflict between the communists and bringing this invasion, this recolonization force in? And as people are arguing about they prepared that to the Hall of Hopes. And the other ones, these are the most noble, wonderful people in the world that are doing, and why we're looking back and forth, and they're pouring a fucking cross. They're putting them on planes, trains, and automobiles, and they're coming to your fucking neighborhood, so get ready. As recently as yesterday morning, one of the allies Congress has asked if they agreed with comparing the noble and compassionate work done by U.S. Customs and Border personnel. Oh my God, hollow what be their names. You ain't doing shit. You're fucking fired. You ain't stopping nobody, you son of a bitch. You were hired to protect the fucking borders. You are aiding an invasion. You are shit. At detention facilities to the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. And she answered absolutely to compare the humane work of the dedicated men and women of Customs and Border Protection with the horrors of the Holocaust is an outrage. As they pour across, and they pour, like I said, I've read a little history about, back in them days of the Holla hoax, And I've read some fucking books that weren't fucking written by fucking Jews. And like I said, I don't recall people paying $8,000 to get to one of those fucking concentration camps, do you? I don't recall people fucking hiring people to, you know, to take them across the ocean to get them there. Because they don't have to be there. I mean, it ain't like somebody forced them to go there, is it? I know it was paid for them to get there. They was paid to organize the columns. And they were escorted across Mexico to get here, but nobody forced them to come here. Now, did they? I think there's a little discrepancy there, think tank. Applause again. The Nazis took lives. American law enforcement saved lives every day. They kill our fucking American people every day. They fucking kill our people fucking for fucking signal lights. They kill our fucking people for fucking a fucking cell phone in their hand. They kill people with their hands up in their back, shooting right in a fucking back. Don't you try to sell us on this fucking shit. It's Blackwater USA. We know exactly what you are, and you are unfucking lawfully and operating in this fucking country. And those fucking, the command, those fucking suits, the ones that are fucking giving the money and giving the directives. And that is coming from you assholes this morning that were talking on that radio program. That's where that fucking money is being used in these United States. You didn't talk about that, did ya? You talked about other countries, but you didn't talk about that. Because you ain't going to go against that goddamn Blackwater force here, because you want it to be your Blackwater force. And you want to keep on controlling my life, because I'm just too scared, and I'm just not smart enough to fucking live by the Constitution. The book we talk about on here that we read about the making of the Bill of Rights, how everybody just memorized like Bible verses. That's how simple it is, and it is fucking simple. And it is for every American national. It wasn't for only us elite people can really understand. Only we should have the right. And we'll let you know what you can do and can't do, because we'll interpret it for you. You don't interpret shit, buddy. The only one that interprets that fucking law is a fucking common law court. And that's only after an individual has filed on another individual and joined in subject matter. And they go before a fucking court of their peers, people who are informed as to what that Bill of Rights is. And then they argue one right against the other. And then that's the highest power in this land is that fucking jury, period. Not you, you fucking low-life fiduciary piece of shit. Because that's what you are. Any American national is of a higher authority jurisdictionally than anybody, than the fucking so-called president of the fucking United States, period. Because he is in the fiduciary, a lesser jurisdiction. And one that cannot be exercised upon the people except during times of war or insurrection. Which we have actually both, but the insurgency's already fucking happened. You sure as hell can't exercise on our fucking private lives and our private contracts and our private property. You can't claim us to be your fucking property. Hello? You think that an inferior authority can declare a fucking superior authority to be their property? I mean, that's fucking kind of moronish, isn't it? Applause. And make no mistake about it, this slander of law enforcement was an insult to the 6 million killed in the Hala hoax, and it should be condemned by every American of every political party everywhere. We're 75% of us ain't of no political party, and we fucking know it's all a fucking lie. We know those fucking kikes have fucking infiltrated our government and carrying dual fucking passports and are operating the United States in the interest of fucking Israel and the fucking conquest of Zion. And we're going to fucking call you on it, pricks. Applause. I promise you, President Donald Trump, and I will always honor the memory of the victims of the Hala hoax. Of course you will, because you're fucking Jew ass-sucking motherfucking corporate pricks that fucking do what you're told. That's why you have lots and lots of shit, while the fucking majority of the people in this country don't have shit. While we have people fucking living in fucking tents, you have stolen so much of our fucking wealth, you dirty piece of shit, and you're going to be tried for it, and you're going to be fucking hung. And we will always honor the service of the brave men and women of the law enforcement all across this country. Applause! The truth is, as I stand before you today, we have a crisis at our southern border. It's a crisis, people. It's not a fucking invasion. 668,000 son of a bitches have crossed that fucking border since the, now this is a reports. Hell, that's almost 2 weeks old. You probably add another fucking 100,000 that. 668,000. Oh my, it's a crisis at our border. Any fucking invasion would be a crisis at your border, but really ain't our border. Because somebody without authority seized that 150 miles of the people's property that goes down that southern border. They seized it without due process of the law and handed it over to the United Nations, a foreign fucking king. Or a foreign fucking, yeah, I guess it would be because it's a corporation. I'm sure it's all incorporated. So it would be corporate aristocracy, a monarchy. We are actually on track this year to see nearly a million people come across the southern border to take advantage of, well, now they come here, they're going to tell you a little truth. To well-advertise loopholes in American society. There's no loopholes. What has been put there, like I said, one fucking signature from the fucking head prick. Your knight in shining armor, and that all goes away. And just enforce the goddamn laws on the books, but it still doesn't matter. Because this doesn't stop until that 14th Amendment is gone. I will be no man's subject. I will fucking, nobody owns me but me. And if you can live with being owned by somebody, you're not a fucking American. And for the first time in history, I've seen it firsthand. The majority of those coming across our southern border are families with vulnerable children who are being enticed by human trafficking and drug cartels to pay cash to bank the long and dangerous journey north. And it's a dangerous journey, fraught often with unspeakable violence and abuse. Were they doing that during the Holocaust? Were they doing anything? I mean, were they risking their lives to get there so they're getting them concentration camps? Were they? Were they paying money to get there? How fucking stupid do you think we're? Hey, think tank. Fucked up again, buddy. See, Jewish groups call on Congress to make Holocaust education mandatory in U.S. schools. I fucking love this. Foreign fucking king. Serving the foreign king right in front of your fucking face. The corporation. But see, it's not, it's corporate aristocracy, and the aristocracy has been taken over by the foreign aristocracy known as Israel. This is Marty. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The World Jewish Congress is pushing U.S. lawmakers to make Holocaust education mandatory in all schools, citing statistics from a 2018 poll revealing half of millennials can't name a single Nazi concentration camp. You're kidding me! I seen them out there with fucking college graduates there in Florida and fucking ask them, who was president during World War I? Abraham Lincoln. You educated them. You damn fools. The only thing is, see, what they're talking about here is their little 28%. You know, the people, the ass suckers, the fucking Judeo-Christian, the ass sucking people, the traitors is what they're talking about here. Even our traitors don't know what to say anymore. God damn, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble because the rest of the people, that 75%, they understand what they're saying. That's why that anti-Semitism is going through the roof. The WJC started a petition calling on Congress to quote, make Holocaust education mandatory in every school in the United States. That has generated 8,500 signatures so far. The petition points to a rise in anti-Semitism. Well, somebody knows about it, don't they? Somebody knows what's going on with them Jews, don't they? It just ain't, we're not indoctrinating them children with the lie of the Holocaust. That's why, you know, I think about it, you know, I'm a little kid and I never heard of that. And I go back and look at the encyclopedia, it ain't the fucking encyclopedia. It was something they fucking made up. They made it up so that they could fucking infiltrate our fucking government and take over our fucking resources. That's all the fuck there is to it, and run our fucking country from fucking Jerusalem. Where the heart of Zion's going to be as soon as we get our asses over there, take our young people over there, put them in the meat grinder, and take Syria and Jordan and Iran and Turkey for them. And then it'll be, then that'll be the center of power. That'll be, all of a sudden, that's the most powerful nation in the world. You better bend your fucking knee. You want to bet? But I'm betting you right now, it won't happen. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, teach your children well and teach them the fucking truth. And that is the Word from the Trenches.